Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. It's live. Wait. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. Don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one taco. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day. Really, I think we got some really good ones. I hope you really enjoy it. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Let me tell you right now, if you've ever heard any of my life's insanities, wait, do you hear what happened today? It just never ends, folks. It never ends. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, primarily because we're cheap and we don't want to spend $350. Humor that will force you to think, how does this guy have a radio show? Great question. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're also asking life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. Perfect, Robo, perfect. Okay, here's the first question. Why is it that we can have the weight of the world on our shoulders, but when we talk about troubles, we have to get it off of our chest? That's a good one. And here's the second one. If you decide that you are indecisive, which one are you? That's a classic. You just got to think that through. Bible trivia for cool yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time.
I think we're doomed.
Nah, unless they got any big giant robot camels, I think we're okay.
Ah, Jim. Robot camels.
There you go. Which have nothing to do with the show. Well placed. Well placed. Well done. You know, we're doing that living life as a Christian thing. Now, normally we take an exit here, but I overslept again. You know, it's because we moved to a new place. They finally cut down the tree.
Set that alarm clock,
yeah,
dude.
I know. I got to get one that works. What can you do? But here's the thing I want you to remember. When you think about compelling monologues and riveting interviews and fascinating callers, we don't have that. Just so you know, we don't have that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's what we have right there. We got a machine going, get out. Okay. All right. So there's so much going on. Listen to this. This is the story of a lifetime. Now, I know some people aren't going to get a chance to listen to this, but when you got to tell your friends, this is a true happening, people. I'm about to tell you a story that this is not like the Beverly Hillbillies. This is like, let me tell you a little story about a man named Jed. Not like that. This is a real happening.
Man named Ned?
No.
Fred?
Not even. Not even a guy that instead of gold has lead. None of that. Okay? Zero. Here's what happened. Just so you can know, we can stay on the same page, people. I'm just trying to figure out life like the rest of you. Okay? Is that what a lot of us are trying to do is figure out life? I mean, we're trying to, you know, walk with the Lord and do the best we can. I was talking to somebody this morning and they said, I'm just trying to survive life. I said, well, you don't want to survive life. You want to, because that's not living. You want to live life, but you want to try and figure it out as you're going along. In fact, I just want to say this. When somebody tells you they have all the answers and their name is not Jesus, run away. Run away. Run away. They may know him who is the answer and has the answers, but they themselves do not have all the answers. But I digest. I'm talking about, of course, the dog Levi. Now, wait, you have never heard this before. This will blow your mind. That's the bunny rabbit scene. I just want to point that out. I'm taking the dog out this morning for a walk, right? Now, that's normal. Big deal, Dave. Who cares? You take your dog out for a walk. People, he's a dog. I take him out. We go by this one area. All is well. Now, listen, this is exactly what happened. No joke. About 1 second later. Now, Levi's a white boxer with spots on him, and he's got a really cute face but no brains. And then besides that, he's almost 3 years old, about 60 pounds. Okay, so he's not like a Mr. Peabody. Okay, he's a big dog. So I'm taking Levi over. About 1 second later, Levi jumps up and runs away with such force. Now, I'm not kidding. I have a 30-foot, one of those 30-foot retractable leashes, and I'm not small by any means. So he leaps up, and he jumps out of the area, and he goes with such force, and it pulls on the leash so hard, he slides on the cement. The dog is sliding on the cement, on his, like, farumpus. Like, and I'm looking at him, and here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, wow, the way he just responded, that had to be a snake. You know, because dogs will do that. They'll come and they'll go into an area and they'll see a snake, right? And they're like, wah, wah, and then they freak out and then they go over into another area, whatever the case may be. So I thought, okay, well, that's all right. Well, that's not a big deal. He just saw his first snake or something, right? So then I walk him to another area and everything's fine. He's doing okay. We come back to where the snake was. And the dog gets skittish. So in my infinite wisdom, I decide to investigate. Now, why that's important, let me tell you why that's important. It's because of the alligator that my wife and I encountered in Florida. Now, somebody might say, isn't it a crocodile? Maybe. I can never tell the difference. You know, actually, when I talk to an alligator or a crocodile, I don't really ask, are you an alligator? Are you a crocodile? I don't care. It's a big thing with big teeth, right? So when her and I were in Florida, it all relates, just follow. When her and I were in Florida, we were at a hotel that was by the river, a river over there, right? And as we're walking into the hotel room, into the hotel lobby, there's these two eyes. And we're looking at it, and it's like, oh, man, I think that's an alligator. And the wife's going, that's not an alligator. And I'm like, look it, it's got the eyes. And wherever you went, the eyes followed you, right? So we were like, we ran into the lobby. It's like we run into the lobby. We get in there. We're thinking, man, that was a bizarre experience. Wow. We didn't think anything spiritual. We just thought it was bizarre. The next day we get up. We're getting ready to go. And we decide to look over where the alligator is. And guess what's there? Guess what's there, folks? Two Coke cans propped up like eyes on a little hill thing to make it look like it's alligator eyes. Okay. So we're laughing all day. We thought it was an alligator. Well, while I'm investigating this scenario with Levi the dog, I come to discover something that's amazing. Guess what shook my brave little guy to the core of his foundation? Guess what it was? It turns out it was not a snake. It turns out it was a wing-tipped motorcycle in the parking lot, which Levi thought was some kind of animal. And when we went back over to the other side and he saw the motorcycle, that's the wing ones, you know, where it has the wings out there and it looks like it's, you know, like a bird or something. That's why I guess the way they call it wing tipped. The dog started freaking out again and running back the other way. And I'm just sitting there thinking, help me, Jesus. Help me understand. Help me what's going on. I need help. I'm just trying to figure it out just like the rest of you. Come on. Is that a great story?
That's pretty hilarious.
It happened this morning. And it really did. So you, it happens. You can't believe it. I wasn't going to tell my wife. I said, I'm not telling you, you got to listen to the radio show. And you know what she said to me? I don't have to listen to your show. I'm married to you. Tell me. So I had to tell her. That was the end of that one right there. By the way, I do want to point out, guess what? We did. We went home yesterday. And by the grace of God, ladies and gentlemen, the tree, my second nemesis in life, the tree is gone. The tree is gone. And the wife and I now have a view of this big body of water. I'm not sure what they call that thing. But it's big and it's beautiful and it seems like it goes forever. And I found that here's something I want to say, and I just kind of want to share this with you because I know people get into this kind of weird stuff. I found it to be very relaxing and encouraging to kind of sit out and look at the water. Now, have you ever done that? Do you go when you said you do some camping or you've done some or whatever? Hey, do you ever go like hiking or camping or you go out and you find some kind of sense of relaxation or whatever?
Oh, Dave, my sense of relaxation involves like 9-hour hiking trips.
It does?
It does.
That's relaxing?
It's very relaxing.
Is it relaxing because of where you are or where you're going or just
I feel closer to God.
So you feel like you're kind of more separated from the world.
Yep.
Okay. So one of the things that I've noticed is when I sit there and I look at the water, almost every time it's happened, I feel like, and maybe it doesn't happen for everybody, but I'm younger in this whole process. It feels like I just know that God is the creator and that he's got it covered. It's almost like the water makes me feel like God has it under control. Like no tide comes in, no water, no wave comes by that God doesn't ordain or allow. And that, you look at that and you think, wow, that's really kind of cool. So I found that relaxing. But I do want to say something about that because I have run into people who have done this. It's one thing to feel closer to the Lord when you're out there. It's another thing to call the nature itself the Lord. And there's quite a
completely
few people.
Different.
I mean, they do that. It's like you got to remember that God created and is in nature, but nature is not God, and that's a big difference. But there's a big witness from God in nature, and if you doubt that, I'd like you to read Romans chapter 1. It shows why the world will be guilty of rejecting God for obvious reasons because they denied the creation. And it's like, come on, that's a big witness right there. But I have found this new thing in my life now that I'm in my 50s. This is what I have found. In my 1 to 15-year-old life, it didn't matter. I was just going along, buzzing along. What did that mean? 15 to 25 or 30, you start feeling like you're coming up in the world. You're becoming more like, 16. Back then, you could drive at 16. 18, you could you can vote. You can go into the armed services. You can do anything. You can make those decisions. You become independent, more independent. 21, you're fully independent. By 24 or 25, you should be, how they say you should stay on your parents' insurance until you're 26? Well, even if that's true, you shouldn't stay in their house that long. Just pointing that out. But unless the parents and you really want to, that's fine. And they get to your 30s and you're like, okay, here we go. I'm embracing the younghood of life. And you find out that you're not always indestructible in your 30s. In your 40s, you begin to hear noises you never knew existed. That's the problem right there. Right there in the 40s.
I'm already approaching that, and I'm 37.
That's it right there, dude. And this is what I've learned from people who are older than me. Then when you're in your 50s, you expect noises, but you don't expect bodily parts to hurt in places that you didn't even know you had bodily parts. Apparently in the 60s, you just stop forgetting about that. In the 70s, you kind of chill it down. And in the 80s and the 90s, you're waiting for the elevator. Okay, so that's kind of how I guess how that goes. What I found in my 50s is I'm taking more time to stop, breathe, and let God minister to me just by being still before him. And that is perhaps one of the best lessons. Now, I don't do this perfectly. If you ask my wife, I don't do it at all. But from my perspective, I do it a ton. Because to me, doing it for 5 or 10 minutes a week is doing it a ton. So I'm just letting you know what to look forward to in life. Okay, we're going to take a break. Oh, man, have I got some stuff for you today. I've got one of the best stories ever that's ever been told. Right here, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming back. Get ready for a lot of fun.
The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away. You know you done me wrong, baby. And you'll be sorry someday.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
This Christmas, I want to help Anna.
This Christmas, I want to help Jacob.
I want to help Carlos. His Christmas letter says,
I would like more pants because I have to wear the same ones every day.
Sometimes my parents have to buy diapers for my brother instead of food for our family.
I need shoes because mine are too small for me now, and I need a backpack.
Me, I want a ballerina Barbie and a pretend telephone.
KPRZ and Toys for Joy believe that every child deserves a joyful Christmas. Last year, Toys for Joy filled the hands of more than 10,000 guests with toys, books, clothing, and bags of groceries. KPRZ wants to help bring the Christmas spirit to the nearly 1 in 5 San Diego children living in poverty. This year's amazing Toys for Joy KPRZ sponsored event will be Saturday, December 14th. Details at KPRZ.com. Toys for Joy. It's more than a toy.
Every day in San Diego, 10,000 men, women, and children are homeless. I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. This holiday season, we are experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services for families with young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in our urgent holiday appeal to provide food, shelter, and hope to homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. You can help provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great, and the time is now. Help assure the Rescue Mission can give a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. We must have your support in order to deliver these critical services. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you.
Mark Larson and Tony Ramirez of Singing Hills Memorial Park.
Tony, we've said for years how Singing Hills Memorial Park is unlike what you think of in a cemetery. It's a beautiful park setting, worthy of going out and taking a free tour, as we did years ago. We made our plans, which looks increasingly smart as the years go by, because it's something we just have done. Family won't have to deal about it in the future. Save big amounts of money by planning in advance. And that's the same thing right now with the new mausoleum.
That's right, Mark. This mausoleum is going to be beautiful. The location is overseeing the whole cemetery. And also, like you said, when you made your arrangements, you froze the price way back when, and the prices today are totally different.
You lock them in today, and the view out there is spectacular. The new setting, just incredible. Go out and take a free tour. Learn more. Singing Hills Memorial Park. Give them a call today. They're great people. 619-444-3000.
Singing Hills Memorial Park.
619-444-3000.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905. That's 1-800-458-0905. 1-800-458-0905.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook. You might want to send me an email and say, is your dog real? I'll show you the pictures. The wife has like 73 pictures of the dog. Davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because my handle. I want to say the weather is delightful. The weather outside's delightful. Okay, kind of similar to the other one. And then the traffic doesn't even look that bad, so I'm telling you, it's pretty good. This segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Here's the deal for Ecola and what they're doing. They're using microwave, electrogun, and patented Ecola Heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. They're at a 30-year anniversary. Robo producer, when they started the company, you were 7. That should tell you something. $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. All you got to do is call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. Or you can go to ecolatermite.com. Don't forget that Sue has her own show on KPRZ right here, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Inspirational material. That's the key. That tells you what kind of person she is. You know, she's trying to inspire and encourage people. So you know that's the kind of person you want to do business with. 800-332-BUGS. That's what you do to call. Get the $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control. All right, now before we get into this next segment, give me a ballpark of what my time is, because I got these two things kind of bouncing these two balls.
Dodger Stadium.
What?
I said give you a ballpark.
Oh, that was a good one, dude. That was a good one right there. Okay, all right, mad props. Hold on, here's the mad prop prompt. Hold on.
Golf
okay,
clap.
Very good. There you go. Golf clap.
You're going to have, since we're doing the whole split-a-rooney, you're going to have about 4 minutes.
Ooh, okay, then instead of doing that story, I'll do that the big story on the comeback side.
Okay,
because otherwise it'll be rushed too much. But I will tell you this, and most people don't know this, and I do want you to know this, over 50% of Harvard, Princeton, and MIT students got this question wrong. You ready for this? This is a math question, right? So you're thinking...
4.
Not even close. Actually, not that far. Harvard, Princeton, MIT, here's what it is. Here was the question asked. Let's see if you guys can get this. Now, you can't sit there and use a calculator. You got to think in your brain. Okay, here's what the question was that was asked. A bat and a ball cost $1.10. The bat cost $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? That was the question. First of all, I want to know why we're talking to Harvard, Princeton, and MIT students about math questions about baseball like a bat and a ball.
Give the question one more time.
Yeah, I'll give it to you again. The bat, a bat and a ball. So you got a bat and a ball. We're not talking about Batman. We're talking about a baseball bat. A bat and a ball. We're not talking about going to dancing. We're talking about a baseball. They cost $1.10 together. The bat cost $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? That's the question. Right?
I hate word problems.
The worst part is that half of the smartest people in the country, when asked this question, got this wrong.
I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, you got to sit there and think, they got this wrong and they're going to lead us where? They're going to lead us where? Most people say that the ball costs 10 cents, right? That's incorrect. If the ball costs 10 cents, then the bat would cost $1. Hence, the bat would only be 90 cents more and not $1 more. Get that? So the answer to that is the ball costs 5 cents and the bat's $1.05. So the ball's 5 cents, bat's $1.05. That's how the bat is $1 more. But you see why that tricks people is because you're thinking 10, and trying to split the 10 somewhere. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is that 50% or 5 out of 10 apples could not get this correct. That's a scary thought, isn't it? I think it's a little scary. Now, I only got a little bit of time, and we're setting up this other story. I'm going to try and make some more time for this unbelievable breaking news. It's a new law that's been enacted that you don't know about, a new law. And when we come back, we're going to discuss that because I'm going to try and work out some more time. But before we leave, let us remember a few things. One, in 1851, Herman Melville's novel Moby Dick was published on this day, November 14th. Number two, the BBC started its radio service. In 1969, Apollo 12, the second manned lunar expedition, was launched. Here's the one that people don't know. Guess what happened on this date in 1995? If you get this right, I'll give you $1. If you get this right, I'll give you $1.
My brother graduated high school.
Well, that doesn't count. We're talking about this. The U.S. federal government began a partial shutdown of government service after the U.S. Congress could not pass a budget. It happened on this date in 1995. You don't hear anybody talking about that, do you? It's like, how did they survive? It destroyed the Republicans. Really?
Don't worry, Barack. If I got through it, you can too.
Okay, there we go. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, set it up. I'm telling you right now, breaking news, a new law has been enacted by the federal government. You're going to hear about it first, right here on the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105 or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliburroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is the number one volume Jeep dealer in San Diego County. For the ultimate in fall fun, put yourself in a two- or four-door Jeep Wrangler today. Visit Midway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mission Valley or at MidwayJeep.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. And I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I got to tell you right now, we just got permission from the attorneys in Corporate Salem in the Southern California area to release a story. It's breaking news. We're going to have to get the last piece put in line, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere. Listen for breaking news coming up.
Presented by Cox Communications, return to the Valley View Casino Center this Saturday night at 7, hosting the Monterey Flash. It's college night. Show your college ID and get in for just $7 at the box office. Order in advance at soccers.com. San Diego Soccers, they know championships.
My dad's in prison and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach six hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to six children. To say thank you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree keepsake ornament for your tree and the inspirational book, Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
Dr. Luana Steins can be heard every weeknight, Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on KPRZ. Dr. Steins will be covering many controversial issues, including, can women preach the gospel? What will Jesus say about women? Is the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues for today? Is homosexuality acceptable before God? Join A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins every night at 9 p.m., Monday through Friday on KPRZ. Dr. Steins is the author of 3 books, Mission America, Golden Nuggets, and A Mother's Story, Part 1 and 2, which are available on Kindle. Paperback can be ordered at atouchfromabove.org. Dr. Luana Steins is the president and founder of A Touch from Above Ministries and Prayer Mountain. Join Dr. Luana Steins at 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on KPRZ. For more information, log on to atouchfromabove.org or call 760-789-6207. 760-789-6207. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins.
Kevin Davis here. As we're heading into the holiday season, there's a lot of great things going on at Monte Vista Village, aren't there, Tracy?
There is, Kevin. I have another invitation for your listeners who've been thinking of moving to a senior living community. They can join us Saturday, November 23rd as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Guests will enjoy roast turkey with pomegranate glaze, Waldorf ham, potatoes with caramelized onions, and much more. And you don't want to miss the pumpkin cinnamon pudding cake. It'll knock your socks off.
That sounds tasty.
Our event is held from 11:30 to 1:30, and this is a great way to meet our residents and take a tour of Monte Vista Village and see what I've been bragging about all this time. Please RSVP by November 20th to 619-465-1331. Come and join us for this complimentary event and see what your life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, we got Greg Harris is coming into the studio live. He's probably on the road right now going, hey, I'm listening to you, Dave. I know you are, Greg. I can tell. By the way, if you want to reach the show, which you might want to do after this story, you just send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Because,
punch the keys, for God's sake!
This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend Eric Holloway, who's winning the war because he knows the victor. You understand that? If you don't, I can't help you. Eric, well, I can help you, but I can only help you by introducing you. Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. Let's remember, 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, and testimonials, which I think for a lot of people, that's really key. They get testimonials to people telling you, yeah. These guys are solid, and they are. New roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. It doesn't matter. If you call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803, that's 760-743-8803, you can talk to somebody at the company, and they can set it up. You can get a free estimate no matter what it is you're looking to do. So even if you're just curious, trying to make sure, it's worth the phone call. Just go to excaliberroofing.com for a perusal of the website, or like I said, call 760-743-8803. Are you ready, my good friend, robo-producer? Do you feel ready to hear the news, my good friend? Are you ready? And here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready. I was trying to find the Let's Get Ready to Rumble, but it was taking too long.
Well, that was very nice of you. That's nice of you. We're going to introduce a new law. You're going to say, let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready.
Someone's going to disagree with it.
Hey, I can do it. Watch this. Let's get ready to rumble. It's a little different, right?
Let's get ready to rumble?
Rumble. Barney Rumble. No? Oh, the Flintstones.
I love the Rumbles.
Okay. Bam, 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 bam. Anyway, this breaking news from Bob at 32222. Very good. Thank you. Here it is. The law that's just been passed that you don't know about. The United States government has just passed a new law called the Affordable Boat Act, declaring that every citizen must purchase a new boat by April 2014. These affordable boats will cost an average of $54,000 to $155,000 each. This does not include taxes, trailers, towing fees, licenses, registration fees, fuel, docking or storage fees, maintenance or repair costs. This law has been passed because up until now, typically only wealthy and financially responsible people have been able to purchase boats. This new law ensures that every American can now have an affordable boat of their own, because everyone is entitled to a new boat. That's what it says in the Constitution. If you purchase your boat before the end of the year, you will receive 4 free life jackets, not including monthly usage fees. In order to make sure everybody purchases an affordable boat, the costs of owning a boat will increase on average from 250,000% to 400,000%. This way, wealthy people will pay more for something that other people don't want or can't afford to maintain. But to be fair, people who can't afford to maintain their boat will be regularly fined, and children under the age of 26 can use their parents' boats to party until they turn 27. Then they must purchase their own boat. If you already have a boat, you can keep your boat. Oh, just kidding. If you don't want or don't need a boat, you are required to buy one anyhow. If you refuse to buy one and can't afford one, you will be regularly fined $800 until you purchase one or face imprisonment. Failure to use the boat will also result in fines. People living in the deserts, ghettos, inner cities, and areas with no access to lakes are not exempt. Age, motion sickness, experience, knowledge, nor lack of desire are acceptable excuses for not using your boat. A government review board that doesn't know the difference between the port, the starboard, or stern sides of a boat will decide everything, including when, where, how often, and for what purpose you can use your boat, along with how many people can ride in your boat, and determine if one is too old or healthy enough to be able to use the boat. They will also decide if your boat has outlived its usefulness and if you must purchase specific accessories like a $500 compass or a newer or more expensive boat. Those who can't afford yachts will be required to do so. It's only fair. The government will also decide the name for each boat. Failure to comply with these rules will result in fines and possible imprisonment. The Affordable Boat Act.
Well, that's a piece of sinking legislation.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Did they float this one?
I know you better get ready to walk the plank.
I think it's out to sail. If you ask me, I don't know. What is the Affordable Boat Act just now enacted? Everybody must have a boat, even those in inner city areas with no access.
I don't know.
You're
not really tooting my horn.
Just floating the idea, dude. That's all I'm doing. Just floating the idea. I'm not doing anything else. What'd you think of that?
What do
you
think? Awesome.
The Affordable Boat
Great
Act.
Great parody.
Come on. The Affordable Boat Act. Come on. The Affordable Boat Act. Not to be outdone by that insanity, which came from Bob 32222. I want to give full acknowledgement. I did not write that. I simply read that on the air. But remember, it's the Affordable Boat Act. And if you don't think you need a boat, it doesn't matter. You're getting one.
Great.
That's great. This the other day, I thought this was legendary, and I'm just going to kind of wind into this and then wind out. It's kind of funny, so I just want to mention it. The other day, they were doing these audio takes on these different people, and a few different people had a few different things to say about what's going on, and everybody knows this is kind of a mess. It's kind of the Obamacare situation not exactly working out, and if you've listened to this show, you'll know for sure. I'm not a diehard Republican by any means. I am an equal opportunity offender. And B, I think that there should be some form of health insurance for people. I think there should be some form of coverage. I don't know what that answer is. I don't know what that looks like. But I think there should be something.
I'm pretty sure, though, what we're looking at, not really what it should be. So this is in relationship to some of that. I thought this was kind of an interesting piece of material. Basically, this is what it says. Jake Tapper to Hugh Hewitt, if I were Hillary Clinton about this whole Obamacare situation, I would be quiet. Number two, the Obamacare architect, this is absolutely not how it was envisioned to be. Number three, a Democratic representative said, I think the president was grossly misleading to the American public. And then Bill Clinton, yeah, Obama should keep his promise about people keeping their health plans. Those four people all saying, yeah, it's not working out. But then there's this classic to add to it all. On MSNBC, we get this from our very own Ed Schultz. I know nothing. I know nothing. He says the apology should be coming from the conservatives. It's like, what? Yeah, apparently it's the conservatives that created all the problems for Obamacare. So I want to tell you why people think this way. I'm going to tell you why, because you got to understand what this is all about. Now, this part gets a little more serious. Don't get too freaky on me. Just bear with me. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 12 says this. In all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. So for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so they will believe the lie. And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. People can only believe lies for so long when it gets to the point where God just goes, all right, just believe the lie. You're done. Good luck. It's just like that's the insanity that's going on. But I will say on a much cheerier note that I was very happy to hear Nancy Pelosi tell everybody that 500,000 people have signed up. 1 million people have applied and 500,000 people have signed up. Now, of course,
how about just two for it?
How about just 25? I mean, you can't imagine. It's good. So anyway, I'll record a half a minute. You know what I like about Nancy Pelosi, though? I really do like this about there. If there's any numbers involved, if it's for the Democratic Party or for the liberals, it goes up by 100-fold. And if it's against them, it goes down by 100-fold. So I'm just hoping that she can do my tax returns. That's what I'm looking for. What's wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. All I want to do is rule the world. What is wrong with that? Okay, we're going to take a short break because we need to.
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Try to take over the world. We're going to take over the world. All I want to do is rule the world. What is wrong with that? Oh, boy. I can't wait till Greg gets here. I need somebody to bring me down to earth. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We don't know why, but we're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick, and when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
brand new Christian Examiner Yellow Pages is now available. It's San Diego County's number one resource for Christian-owned businesses. You need a plumber, contractor, or dentist? Check the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages. How about an attorney, auto repair shop, therapist, or real estate agent? Check the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages. Maybe your need is pest control, electrical, or a new furnace. Look in the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages. Finding someone you can trust to provide the service you need is not always easy, but with San Diego's Christian Directory, you have so many options at your fingertips. You can also find us online at ChristianExaminerYellowPages.com. Scroll through the listings, download a PDF to your computer or tablet, or access it on your smartphone. Pick up your free copy of the Christian Examiner Yellow Pages at your church or local Christian bookstore, or call 1-800-326-0795 to have your free copy mailed to you. That's 1-800-326-0795.
Southern Gospel music is back. Sunday the 24th, don't miss the Liberty Quartet live at El Cajon Wesleyan Church. Sunday the 24th at 5.
When I think about the Ten Commandments on the wall.
Admission is free. A free love offering will be taken. Recording artist, the Liberty Quartet at El Cajon Wesleyan Church, 1500 East Lexington Avenue. For details, call 619-442-5941.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela, new here on KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ, Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Good thing we broke that story on the Affordable Boat Act. That's all I can say. Let's see. This segment brought to you by our good friend Brian Holland at Zero Res. This is what I like about Zero Res. They give you this list of things to say, and everybody hears it all the time. And here's the bottom line, okay? Here's the bottom line. It's, of course, it's safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for energy users. Yeah, they use the scientifically proven empowered water. It doesn't leave soily kind of stuff on the carpet. Yeah, they're not the wet and jet people. And the bottom line for real is that their techs are great. I mean, they're great. But here's the bottom line. If you use Zero Res, they do two rooms, $99. You get a 30-day you gotta love it guarantee. If you take a can of food, plus you give that to a food bank, they'll give you another 10-foot hallway at no cost. And what you can count on for them is the quality. Now, it's not a bazillion dollars, but look it. You're right. It's not $1.55. Right. That's right. And you're not going to get $1.55's worth of carpet cleaning. That's how it goes. Okay? But these guys did my place. They do KPRZ. They do KCBQ. That's what you got to know. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. You go to ZeroResSanDiego.com to check them out. I mean, check it out and see what's going on. Talk to them. I mean, these are the people that we have on our sponsorship lines that promote the show and so on and so forth. They really are great people. I mean, sometimes you get some services, just you need them all the time, and they're really good and they're really prompt, and that's what you love. Zero Res, just like that. Okay? Gotta like that. That's good news. Okay. One thing I do need, Robo Producer, from you, because I know you got thrust. See, Robo Producer has to do like 15 jobs. But the party doesn't do that good. The running to McDonald's to get everybody lunch part, that's not, you didn't do that very well.
I wish I could. That'd be awesome. What do you want?
Yeah. What do you want? What do you want?
Double cheeseburger, Big Mac?
I need an extra dollar for this. Nice. Need an extra dollar for this. I need the R&B music so we can take it. Yeah, I know. That's your place right there. Go ahead and give it to us anytime you're ready. Or now.
The R&B to soothe the soul.
There you go, a little R&B. Instead of rhythm and blues, it's Rocky and Bullwinkle. We're looking at today's Facebook post. Today's Facebook, but now this is a good one, okay? No, like you can't say they're all good, but this is a pretty good one right here. I like this one. So I hope that this is as much a blessing as it is, as it has been to some people who have already read it on Facebook. Here's what the post says. Ready? Here's one of these interesting questions. Who are we? Now, this I know we're going to get a soundbite coming up about who. I know that's coming. Don't worry about that. But who are we? The answer to that question, and you think, well, who am I? Who are we? Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Okay, and this is not a vice presidential debate, by the way. Who are we? 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says this. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. We are, get this, this is the part that I wrote. We are kids of the King. So when we say, who are you? When we say that, you got the who are you thing there? You already read that one? Yeah? Okay. When we say that, we're saying, who are you? You look in the mirror, who do you think you are? You know what? Your value is so high, you cost the blood of Jesus. Your value is so important that God pays attention when you are praying and listens to you. And you think, well, what do you mean God pays attention to me? You're his kid. Could you imagine your child walking into the room and saying, hey, I really need to talk to you. And you as a parent go, sorry, I'm too busy. Well, that's lousy parenting. And God is not a lousy parent. He's the perfect father. And if you don't think he pays attention, it's probably a good time to do a reread on Psalm 118, which tells you that when you're in distress, when David says, when I'm in distress, God comes charging to the rescue. And you think, oh, that's King David. No, that's a child of God, like you are, like I am. Who are we? Let's see how much the Father loves us. He loves us so much, he calls us his children, and that's what we are. You want to know who you are? You're a child of the Most High God. Now, if you want to get a title for being in a position of business or something like that, great. I'll take the title of child of the Most High God over anything, anywhere, anytime, any day. Well, I already said time, but day. My point is this. You're a child of God. You're a kid of the King. That's something that you can be like, yeah, that's right. That's right, I am. No matter what the devil tells you. And remember, he is the accuser of the brethren, and you are a brethren. Don't forget that, okay? All right. We're going to take our break and then come back at the top of the hour. I'm hoping that Greg didn't get caught in traffic. If he did, we'll just get him in when he gets in here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.